have been flocking into the office to apply for national IDs and passports, only to be turned away because they do not have birth certificates, a key requirement to apply for either document. Awil Civil Hospital Director Garang Thomas says the hospital is unable to issue birth certificates because the national government is stopped conducting age assessments, which precedes the issuance of birth certificates.
Unfortunately, because of some logistical preparations in Central Medical Commission in Juba, we are not receiving birth certificates these days. It is for 1 year now. We are expecting that things will get good by the end of this month.
One youth, Pasquale Daniel, is concerned that the delays in receiving identification documents is causing him job opportunities. Most employers expect applicants to submit a copy of their national ID.
I'm feeling really very bad because people need nationality. The nationality is not there because the problem of the Minister of Health and Minister of Finance.
Humanitarian worker John Dudquart says he is being pressured by his employer to open a bank account in Awil. He says right now that is impossible because he cannot acquire a nationality ID without a birth certificate, and he can't open a bank account without ID.
I came for time. They just telling me this thing is still in the jibber. Up to date, 14 this month. Now when I start coming every day, just come tomorrow. Every day, just come tomorrow. After today, when I will be talking, I am just arrived now, but he said, plane did not did come. That is the problem for us.
National IDs and passports applicants are urging the two state ministries to sort out the mess and do it quickly. Thomas says he will meet with the National Minister of Health in Awil later this week to ensure that hospitals begin issuing birth certificates again. He apologized to those affected and has vowed to do everything within his power to ensure that birth certificates are once again issued to every person that needs one.
We are sorry that the community are stuck. They are looking after their nationality and they got back to hospital asking for age assessment and not finding is a headache to us, and it is annoying actually to any of the two. But I hope things are on the process of solving this.
The director for nationality in Awil, Atagdin Wall, is advising passport and ID applicants who don't have new birth certificates to submit copies of their old birth certificates issued before South Sudan became an independent nation. For BOA News, I'm Ow Akodo in Awil.